Living beings are limitless. I vow to save them all. Afflictions are endless. I vow to cut them off. Dharma doors are limitless. I vow to learn them. The Buddha way is unsurpassed. I vow to realize it. These are the four vast vows made by bodhisattvas. Each person who takes refuge in the Triple Jewel should first make these vows. These vows aren't just meant to be recited. You have to actually practice them. For example, living beings are limitless. I vow to take them across. There are an infinite number of living beings, and I vow to save them all. As it's said, only when all living beings have been saved will I realize Bodhi. Before the hells are empty, I will not attain proper enlightenment. Earth Store Bodhisattva made these vows because he wanted to rescue all living beings. And each one of us should imitate Earth Store Bodhisattva and make these vows, saying, only when all living beings have been saved will I realize the Buddha way. If I have not liberated them all, then I will not become a Buddha. If each one of you makes this vow, then each one can become Earth Store Bodhisattva's transformation body. So if we want to cross over living beings, we should ask ourselves every day, have we been crossed over by living beings, or are we crossing living beings over? People who are crossed over by living beings are turning their backs on enlightenment and joining with the dust. People who can cross over living beings are turning their backs on the dust and uniting with enlightenment. If there is one living being which hasn't been crossed over to Buddhahood, then our vow has not been fulfilled. So we say, living beings are boundless. I vow to save them all. I will save living beings in life after life. Each one of us should ask ourselves, after we have taken refuge with the Triple Jewel, have we made the vow to save living beings? After taking refuge with the Triple Jewel, am I still someone who just wants to save myself, who only cares about myself and doesn't care about others? If so, then you are turning your back on enlightenment to join with the dust, and you will never be able to take living beings across. If you turn your back on the dust and unite with enlightenment, then there will be a way. So people who have taken refuge with the Triple Jewel should make the vow to save living beings. If there is a single living being who recognizes me, who has seen my face or heard my name, and he hasn't become a Buddha, then I won't become a Buddha either. You must make this kind of great vow to take across boundlessly many living beings, with no fear of suffering, no fear of hardship, and no fear of poverty. So the first vow that people who have taken refuge should make is to save living beings. What's the second vow? It is to cut off afflictions. Afflictions are endless. I vow to cut them off. Living beings are boundless. Are afflictions also boundless? No, they're endless. There's no end to them. Without your realizing it, they come upon you. Where do they come from? You don't know. Even if you knew, you pretend you don't know. You clearly know that your afflictions are about to explode, and yet you go ahead and set them off, making them explode. Why haven't we been able to become Buddhas? It's because we are obstructed and covered over with ignorance and afflictions. Obstructed by ignorance, we fail to understand things. We can't distinguish between big and small, between right and wrong, straight and crooked, black and white. We don't know anything at all. This is the ignorance of non-discrimination. If you were to use the wisdom of non-discrimination, that would be wisdom. But if you use it wrongly, then it turns into ignorance, into being unclear about everything. So ignorance and afflictions come. And what should we do when they come? We have to vow to cut them off. They are not easy to cut off, so instead we can transform them. We can turn afflictions into bodhi, turn consciousness into wisdom. If we can turn them around, then they will become wisdom. If we can't turn afflictions around, then we only have stupidity. It's very simple. There's no need to explain this in detail. Afflictions are endless. I vow to cut them off. Dharma doors are limitless. I vow to learn them. The Buddha spoke 84,000 Dharma doors, and each one of them is number one. If we can deeply enter one door and cultivate it with concentration, then we can become Buddhas. So it is said, there are no two roads for returning to the source. There are many different expedients. Why are the 84,000 Dharma doors all said to be number one? Because the 84,000 Dharma doors are matched to the 84,000 potentials of living beings. Any Dharma door that matches a person's potential is number one for that person. If a Dharma door doesn't match his potentials, that doesn't mean that it's number two. The Dharma is level and equal, with no high or low. No Dharma door is higher or lower than any other. All the Dharma doors are equal. So we shouldn't think, oh, this sect is the best, that school is totally useless. In Buddhism, every door of practice is the foremost Dharma door, the non-dual Dharma door. If we understand the Buddha Dharma, then coarse words and fine speech all express the primary meaning. If you understand the Buddha Dharma, then all dharmas are the Buddha Dharma. If you don't understand the Buddha Dharma, then everything is demonic Dharma. It's the demon king acting up. So Dharma doors are limitless. I vow to learn them all. You should learn them thoroughly. You should master them. The Buddha way is unsurpassed. I vow to realize it. Living beings are boundless. Afflictions are endless. Dharma doors are limitless. And the Buddha way is unsurpassed. There is nothing higher than the Buddha Dharma. So we vow to realize it. We want to become Buddhas. And we also want to teach all living beings to become Buddhas. We shouldn't be Mahasattvas who don't care about others, or Amitabha Buddha who only watches over himself. Don't be someone who only wants to save himself. Since you have taken refuge with the Triple Jewel, you must practice the Bodhisattva way. Save living beings, cut off afflictions, study the Buddha Dharma, and realize the Buddha way. These are four vows which you should not forget. These are more important than eating, wearing clothes, and sleeping. All of you have taken refuge with the Triple Jewel for so many years. If you haven't studied the four vast vows so that you can recite them from memory and explain them, then we could say that you've taken refuge in vain. All of you should master everything that you have learned from the day you took refuge in the Triple Jewel. Not to mention anything else, I know that not one of you can recite the repentance verse or memorize it. You recited it when you took refuge, and then you forgot about it, right? You should actually read it all the time and be able to recite it from memory. If you don't believe this, then just listen as I recite it for you. I'm not cheating. I don't have any book in my hand. I'm reciting it from memory. The verse goes, since time without beginning, up to the present day, I have destroyed the Triple Jewel and been an Echantika. I have slandered the Great Vehicle Sutras and cut off the study of Prajna. I have killed my parents and shed the Buddha's blood. I've defiled the Sangharama and spoiled the pure conduct of others. I've burned temples and stupas and stolen the Sangha's property to use. I have harbored deviant views and denied cause and effect. I've drawn near to unwholesome companions and turned my back on good teachers. I've done all of these myself and taught others to do them as well. I've rejoiced compliantly upon seeing or hearing them done. All such offenses are boundless and limitless. Therefore, on this day, I bring forth great shame and remorse. I sincerely confess and seek to repent. I only hope that the Triple Jewel will compassionately gather me in, shine its golden light upon me. All evils will be eradicated, and the three obstructions will be cast out, as I return to the fundamental source of the mind, which is ultimately pure. Which one of you can recite this from memory? Some of you have taken refuge for 10 or 20 years already. Have you memorized this? You say, "But teacher, you didn't tell us to memorize it." Did I need to tell you to do this? You should have gone ahead and memorized it yourself. Don't wait for your teacher to tell you. As it is said, the teacher takes you to the door, but you yourself must cultivate. If you don't do a good job of studying the Buddha Dharma, how can you rely on your teacher? Isn't that right?